David.
Chaz and AJ, it's your lucky day. What's happening?
It is our lucky day.
Very lucky.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. David Spade on the phone. Great to talk to you, and I'm glad that you're still around and still important in the comedy world.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I'm glad I'm still kicking around in this comedy world. It was the plan was to do it for 6 months, and I got to do stand-up, then I got to get on Saturday Night Live, and you know, and I got to work with Chris, and I think a lot of people talk to me about Chris, and it's great, but at a certain point, I have to do stuff without Chris, and that was hard, you know? It's hard to go out without your guy, and then years and years go by, and I'm like, all right, well, at least I got to, people gave me a chance to just keep going.
Well, we could talk about all these different movies that you've done and stuff that you've done, but I'd like to talk about Police Academy 4.
Of course. Go ahead. I love it.
So you were doing comedy for not very long and got discovered and got that role, correct?
I was just doing stand-up at the Improv, just barely. And I did not know how to act. I did not know how to read a script. They just would see me at the Improv and go, oh, who's this guy? Everyone else there was Jay Leno and Richard Belzer. And
nice.
I was looking like I was 17. So they brought me in for the skateboard kid. They go, can you skateboard? And I go, yeah. And they go, you know what? We don't have the script here. Some problem. Could you just like improv? What would you say if you were kind of a smart alecky skateboard kid? And I just started making up stuff. And I got it. I'm telling you, if I had to read a script, they would know in 2 seconds. I didn't know how to read it. I would have read the stage direction. I would have read all the other parts. I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, you can tell right away if someone's new.
It's amazing. You're doing stand-up for like 5 seconds, and then you're in a movie.
Yeah. And I was like, why isn't everyone cheering for me? And some of the other comics are like, because you didn't really wait your turn. I'm like, oh. So, but then I got offered a sitcom when I came back, and I had new agents, and they got around 12 around a table, and I was so excited. All I wanted was a sitcom. And they all said, don't do it. You're bigger than that. I'm like, no, I'm a nothing. I'm really nothing.
I'm taking this.
What happened was, just because now I know Hollywood, they're like, this isn't good enough. I go, it's my own sitcom. Why, that's all I want. They're like, no, it should be a bigger network. They're trying to find something better. I'm like, oh my God, I turn it down. I start auditioning and meeting people. I don't know how to act. I don't know how to hold a script. And they're like, oh, he's too new. So I got 30 meetings and I bombed everyone. And it put me out for 2 years. And then my agency dropped me.
The people who gave you the bad advice.
Yeah.
Nice of them.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know where you're getting this advice. Turn on the signal. I'm like, I'm from you guys.
You're making a lot of dumb moves, David. We're going to have to move on.
Okay,
take a look in the mirror.
I'm a smart guy. Exactly. And then it took me roasting and going to acting class and just doing nothing. And I have no money anyway. And I just got my car stolen. This is a classic grind situation.
We're talking to David Spade. He's at the Bushnell in Hartford this Friday. You said you're a smart guy. You are a smart guy.
If you go by clickbait, I'm a smart guy.
Cool.
Well, in your book, you were a member of Mensa.
Okay. Well, let me stop you.
Was that all
bullshit? What I say in my fun book is, what I say in my fictional book is, no, I was a little edumacated. I was just more sort of like that kind of smart growing up. I tried out for Mensa. My stepdad was in it. So he never told me if I made it, so I think I didn't. But I definitely was spelling bee champ in sixth grade, read the most books in the school, 47.
Okay, so some of that's true. 47 books in a year, that's more than I've read in my life.
Seriously.
Yeah, I haven't read 47 since.
But what an incredible career. Like, you start stand-up, and then you're in a movie. A few years later, SNL.
I mean, yeah, it was just doing stand-up in Arizona. And as Colin Quinn said, I go, you know, I started in Arizona and there was no comedy scene then. And he goes, are you saying there's one now?
Sounds like, oh, like him.
I love Colin. And he's one of the guys I think we didn't get it right. I don't know why he's not a superstar.
I 100% agree. I'm telling you, from Sandler to Rock to everyone, they all kind of look up to Colin. Like, he would fact check us. Like, I was at SNL and he would give me compliments after read through. Like, that was a good one. And I thought he's just being like a cheerleader. And then one week, it got laughs. And he came up and I thought I was getting it again. He goes, you can't do that. And he's like, it's corny. You got to get rid of it. I was like, oh my God. So he goes, you're too good for that. Don't do it. I'm like, oh, I thought he was just casually saying he liked these bits, but he really thinks about it. But he admits he has made a couple decisions that where he is like, he's like, I never should have turned down Alec Baldwin's part in 30 Rock. I'm like, I guess, I mean, hindsight, sure.
Right.
But he was just angry. He's like, I don't know, but he's so funny. He's so smart. And if you can do an hour about, you know, the Constitution or something, or the Bicentennial, like, I couldn't do one joke about it.
Right. And he pops these out like Pez.
Yeah.
I don't know how. He's so smart about it, yeah.
Are you going to make another Joe Dirt movie?
You know, I'm trying to do something I can't say, but I'm trying to do something about Joe Dirt that I'm super stoked about. No, it's not a theme park. You wish.
I have an idea, because we had an interview. You know Joe Exotic from Tiger King?
Yeah.
Okay, we asked him who he would like to play him.
If anybody should have played me in any show, it should have been the original Joe Dirt. David Spade.
David Spade. I can see David Spade.
Yeah. You know.
But is that what you're working on?
No, I love Tiger King. I got to talk to all those guys. I love it. I love Joe Dirt. I swear I hear about Joe Dirt almost every single day. So if you can make it to memes and Halloween costumes and stuff like that, and 4th of July is like turned into the Joe Dirt holiday, I love that stuff. So I still am really happy that something worked like that.
But it's also a character you could grow old in.
Yes, true.
You know, you could revisit this every 10, 15 years and we check in.
Yeah, maybe we'll do another movie. I mean, it's funny because, I mean, they're doing freaking Happy Gilmore right now, so yeah.
Why not?
We're talking to David Spade. He's at the Bushnell in Hartford this Friday. So the Chris Farley biopic, did anyone consult with you to get any truth?
You know, I have to say that I was a little, I didn't know about it. So just hearing about it, I was like, oh, wow. But I have spoken with Josh Gad and Paul Hauser. So so they basically want any information. You know, they just want to... I just, in my head, it's such a huge project. I don't know where you start.
Yeah.
So it's just scary. It's a scary undertaking. But, you know, I'm not against it. I mean, it's their thing, but...
Right.
You know, I haven't watched a Queen movie only because I grew up, they were one of my favorite bands in high school, and I just didn't want it to be ruined.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Queen movie, as we're going to call it...
Are you making a drink right now?
Oh, you mean Rhapsody? You can hear that?
Yeah.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I just stood up. My God, what's happening?
Oh, are you? It sounded like you were making a drink, and then
no, I was shaking some gum out until I got called out by the police. It's
like, stop okay, shaking the gum.
So far away from the phone. You're like, what are you doing? There's someone at your door. I'm like, wait, why? So anyway, I just hope it's a good movie. It probably will be, you know.
Well, we're looking forward to you coming to the Bushnell in Hartford this Friday.
Hartford's going to be great. Now, I don't think I've been to Hartford. Now, if I have, it's going to kill everybody. But I don't remember playing this place.
You're going to like the Bushnell.
Yeah, it's cool.
And I hear about Hartford. I've heard about it all my life because I was in New York for 6 years. Just needed a reason. This is a great reason. I know a buddy there. He's coming to the show. So
who's that?
I've been on tour. He's a Matthew Berry. He's a fantasy football guy. He's going to come because we're in a league together. I hear most of America lives on the right side of the country. It's so funny because someone said from Dallas straight up, right? If you drew a line, 80% live to the right.
Yeah, it's very congested here.
Yeah, kind of tilts over.
What size theater do you like?
Well, on this tour, they're around 2,500-ish. I would say... I don't like yelling. Even when I'm out with Sandler and he plays like 10,000, it takes an extra beat. Some jokes I pull. There's people walking the aisles. There's over here. There's, you know, talking. There's phones right up. Like, and if you stop for 1 second, they're yelling Joe Dirt. They're just yelling something.
You told a joke. It's probably just a throwaway for you, but it's one. I still laugh every day when I see a UPS truck. You're like, I want to get a UPS truck just so I could park everywhere.
One of my first jokes ever, my first 5 minutes, I think I did it on Carson, was I got a new car. It's not really new. It's an old UPS truck. I got it so I can park wherever I want.
That's it.
Yep.
It still works.
That's stuck in my head, and now anytime I see a UPS truck with the flashers on, I think of that joke, and it's been many years.
I wait for you to emerge.
You know, is David in there? Maybe switch it to Amazon. Keep that thing a little more alive.
Right.
Well, thanks for coming on with us. I know you got a show tonight. I appreciate you. And I also, another thing I appreciate about you is how generous you are. You make a lot of donations. You don't grandstand to do them, but you do them.
I appreciate. Got to give and get back. And just if you get a little extra, let's go, because I got what I want. So now I got to get out there. And there's so much going on out there with things that are troubling that you need to help out on. So if I can, I do.
Nice. And the Fly on the Wall podcast, awesome.
Yeah, it's fun, man. That's fun with Dana. And we do a video one now where we just screw off. And it's very fun to have video. You know, we didn't have it on Fly on the Wall. You know?
Well, awesome.
Thanks, guys.
We will see you Friday at the Bushnell in Hartford.
Yeah, I hope you like it. Yeah, I can't wait, man.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, man.
Okay, bye, guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.